Weird.
I don't know what his problem is.
Good morning. Sorry we're a minute late. We have some technical difficulties.
That's just the story of our life, really.
Yeah, we had like a toilet overflow yesterday in our furnace room, also in the drain. Water was going down the drain, and no one had any idea what happened. And it was that toilet.
Yeah.
Just, going everywhere. It's always something exciting.
Yeah. Everybody running with mops, no big deal.
So welcome to Coffee Beanery Sip and Chair. I'm Lori.
I'm Patty.
I'm Logan.
Brittany is not here because she is stressed beyond. So we put our products on Amazon and they just disappeared. So, and everybody's like, no, you haven't even, they haven't been up for 30 days. It's like, we sold stuff like yesterday.
Yeah. It's just weird being, it's kind of like a weird gaslighting, like, oh, you don't have any hype products. And we're like, but in fact, we have.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, they can only see the information that they have in front of them.
Yeah, but it's just weird.
Well, they're just such a, you're just so beholden to them that it's like, okay,
You kind of just have to grin and bear it and pray for the best. But she's been dealing with it for a couple of days now, so good luck, Britton. I hope it works.
I know. I came in this morning. She's just in the bathroom crying.
Oh, gosh.
Just frustrating. Good morning.
That's a lot. Good morning, Patty. Good morning, Patty. I've had your order up on Monday. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for all the St. Patty's Day orders.
Yeah.
I got my little grandbabies yesterday, and I had my little green headbands on, and I gave them each one. They're like, oh, what are we doing?
That's
so
funny.
We got home, and everything was green. But they are so smart and saw the container out.
That sounds like you. I was waiting for it.
What's the container? Like a container for stuff? Or?
The green. The greenness. What makes everything green.
Oh. Oh.
Of course, like laying out. Because I'm like, oh, the left hand turned everything green. They're like, oh, I don't think so.
Good morning, Deborah. Deborah, your order hasn't shipped yet. We're waiting on Irish cream. So as soon as we have that, your order will ship. Apologies for the delay.
I think we might have enough coffee to last you.
Yes. It's coming soon, though. I know we usually ship everything right away, and there's just a few delays. Logan's been working on the roaster for a couple of days.
That's been an issue.
Yeah.
Well, then the children insisted that my husband dress up like a leprechaun.
Oh, and he has a leprechaun outfit.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
sure,
oh, he definitely
that.
Has a leprechaun outfit. Yeah. And then we had to like play hide and seek with the leprechaun.
Wait, why'd you have him yesterday?
He was on Tuesday.
I have him on Tuesday.
I thought it was Thursday.
I did, but Estelle has gymnastics now on Thursday. So
that makes more sense.
And I missed 2 weeks because I was out of town, and I can't remember the week before. And Estelle's like, yeah, I was sobbing. I was crying. I missed you so much.
she's so dramatic.
I love it.
I do too. They're good kids.
Yeah, the roaster has been troublesome. I went out and Logan and Dom are like, it's like they're underneath a car, but they're just like covered.
Oh yeah, it's horrible.
Covered in coffee grounds.
It was not fun. No, there's that gearbox underneath of it. It's probably like 250 pounds, and you're like on your back. Crammed in this area trying to lift this gearbox out from under.
That's like bench pressing 250 pounds, which I for a fact
it's not because you're over your head. It's this. So you're like just using that.
That's a skull crusher. I also can't do that more than 8 pounds.
Dom's like, can you hand me the fan? I'm like, a fan? He's like, yeah. You need a fan. Was it just hot out there? You're trying to pull something
off. Dom, anywhere that he is, he has to have a fan pointing at him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then it blew something in my. I'm lifting up this gearbox, and this fan is blowing coffee grounds into my eyes, and I can't even see. And I'm trying to get this thing out.
Oh my gosh! That's crazy.
That does not sound OSHA approved.
Deborah says she has 37 bags of coffee.
We did everything very
safe. Deborah, you have 37 bags. Well, you can have a different bag every day of the month,
and then some.
A whole bag.
Yeah. We expect you to drink all of that in one day. Thank you very much. That's funny. Down to the dredges. I need some more La Manita, but I think you've got to roast that for me. I think we're out of La Manita right now.
No.
Somebody else going to roast it?
You don't get any. I didn't know we were right. out of it. I thought we roasted
it. We should do
it.
For the Laminita thing. We should do one last because I want to send stuff to them and the money that we've collected. Yeah. So maybe do one last Facebook to buy stuff for them.
Yeah.
And we'll wait like a week.
Yep,
and
sounds then, good. Okay.
We'll and then get their stuff to them because when is plant? I mean,
right now,
right
it's all
now.
Picking season. Yeah,
it's picking season.
Well, we're actually a little bit beyond picking season.
Well, they're sorting.
Yeah. All of that.
No, most of it should be in port by now. Yeah. It should just be getting into port.
I collect your coffee. Yeah. It's a good thing to collect. It's kind of hard not to. There's so many different good kinds. And then when we do all the special ones, it's.
Yeah, every month you have four more limited editions you have to collect.
But speaking of which, if you order our full-size K-Cup subscription, so, you know, obviously we have our subscription boxes, which we'll be tasting those coffees next week.
Mm-hmm.
You can get them in the 12-count pods. You can get them in the 2.5-ounce bags. But then they're also available in full sizes, so 12-ounce right. bags mm-hmm. and four boxes of K-Cups. If you got the pods, our boxes got stuck in port, so you're going to get a different box with a sticker on it. And we apologize. That's not, you know,
yeah,
how
so
we love
our
it.
Blank boxes that we used to put the pretty special sticker on for that month mm-hmm. are in the UK.
Yeah.
And there's no guarantee about when we're getting them. So we just looked at our stock and we had a lot of French vanilla or something. So
macadamia.
So we're using those so that we can get those to the new design. So it's a bummer.
Yeah.
But they're cute. I mean, it's fine.
The coffee inside is still the coffee that's inside. So
yeah, that's not the coffee inside. Yeah. Don't even say that because people will ask.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Please don't. I'm drinking one of the coffees from this month.
I am too. This is good. I like it.
Yeah. Is it too soon to say what it is?
I don't know. I don't think Chris will say.
Yeah.
I know my mom just got her box yesterday. Yeah. So.
I think most people got their boxes. I packed them up.
Yeah, last. Pivot.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's what we always do.
I think about it. It's like we're such a small manufacturer that big manufacturers with the customs and things, if stuff gets delayed.
Yeah. What do you do?
Yeah, but they're already like ordering everything in for next year, you know?
Yeah. Like, and have the storage space for it. We have about 45,000 square feet, you know, and that includes roasting, you know, side
everything.
And our storage, you know, distribution side. So,
well, I just talked to our cardboard person because we're going to lunch next week. And he said it's going up in May. Just
cardboard's going up, coffee's going up.
But I mean, sometimes it hurts in the short term. So,
we'll see.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Don't count, Bill. Just keep buying. Don't worry about how many you have.
I'm afraid to count. I don't count my shoes either.
Yeah. There's some things in life you just don't need the answers to.
It's okay to be a collector, right?
These one shoes I get, I don't even wear them. They're like vintage shoes, but I just think they're cool. I mean, I do wear some of them, but some of them, shoes get fragile as they get older. Yeah. Like I bought a pair that I really loved and I wore them and the glue, they came undone.
Yeah, if you don't wear them, they break.
I had my husband take them to the cobbler and he did fix them.
A cobbler. Gosh, a cobbler. Isn't that funny? Like, it just seems like
it's
it was
a
like a
dying
job.
Art.
Yeah, it was a job that was like all around years ago and now like finding a cobbler is probably really hard.
Oh, so hard because one of the guys retired. There's only two guys.
What are other jobs like that? Like, blacksmithing? We still have blacksmiths.
Boilermakers.
Masons. Yeah. Brick masons.
People who can fix boilers.
Yeah.
I have a boiler in my house, and everybody who comes to fix it is like legit 95 years old, and I have to help them down my basement stairs. Like, sir, please don't die. Don't die.
I need a wheelchair lift.
Imagine,
I don't need any ghosts.
Imagine all of like the big warehouses and stuff that were ran on like coal boilers and stuff that they still use.
Yeah.
Like, people don't know how to fix those.
No. Crazy.
I just watched a thing that Elon, they were asking him like what he predicts in like 10 years.
Oh, robots, right?
Robots, like billions of robots. And
guys, Skynet's coming.
Self-propelled vehicles. He thinks 50% in 5 years will be self-whatever.
Really?
Yeah, self-driving.
That's crazy.
What else did he say? Oh, and whoever wins the AI war is going to have a huge advantage.
Yeah. That seems scary. I mean, to me, it's so cool, also kind of scary.
They asked him, so what about robots, like, taking over, like, all the movies? He said it's 10 to 20% possibility.
Sir, I don't like those odds.
That's he's so like, dramatic.
He's like, you've got to, like, have a glass half full. It's 80 to 90%. We're going to be fine.
What do you think, Logan? Not going to happen? No Skynet here?
I'm not worried. I'll be dead by the time any of that stuff happens. I don't care.
I don't know. It's coming. It's coming.
I don't care.
Speaking of Elon, did you see the astronauts came home
yesterday? I'm so happy.
Yeah. Because I would be claustrophobic. If you put me, I think it was 283 days in space, I would be losing my ever-loving
mind.
Talking
about losing mine.
That's, what you about would, the last you would never be able to go to space. You would not pass the psych evaluation. Like, there's
the
no way.
The psych evaluation, no way. You barely can get
Step
on an airplane.
Step one is, like, take this test, and they'd be like, no.
Okay, first of all, you're 100% right, so I'm not mad about
Have
this.
Have you taken Xanax today? Yes or no? Okay, you're out of here.
How's your anxiety? Okay, no.
Do you like crowds? Do you like?
I don't like crowds, and there's no crowds in space, so that's good. I am terrified of heights and terrified of space.
Yeah, but
so also not going to space. Yeah.
That's like I'd never do Survivor. I'm like, well, I live in this age. I don't want to go back to like those kind of where I have to hunt for my food.
You would starve
and be cold.
Yeah,
I'd be tapping out like right away.
I can't even imagine you sleeping in a tent ever in your life. I don't think it's ever happened.
It has happened. Glamping. I did
I don't
sleep
believe
in a
that.
Tent.
She's talking about glamping.
No, I
did.
Did
you have an air mattress?
Tent. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, see, no, you did not.
I was like 8 months pregnant.
Never.
I was like, Kevin, please go potty with me in the middle of the night. Well, you guys, talking about that, though, in Alaska, did you guys hear about this? In Alaska, these people have to be stranded there for like 9 to 12 months in this isolation thing. And somebody, like, raged out.
It's Antarctica.
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 He raged
and they can't
out.
Get him out.
He raged yeah. out. And I think they got him out.
Did they? Because what I read the other day was that it's not passable to get to. And they
has apologized
before.
And shown remorse for his actions. But he assaulted somebody.
Yes.
And people are like, I'm afraid for my... Can you imagine it? That's like every
yeah.
horror movie you ever...
Yeah.
Being trapped in this isolated
yeah.
thing that nobody can get to.
Right.
But he had the psych evaluation and...
There's a whole season on True Detective about this. I mean, you know.
It is in Antarctica. That's right.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, because they can't get to them. There's like a season where it's not passable to even
yes.
get there. And you're stranded
Once
there.
Once you go there, you're there for 9 months.
Yes. Also, yeah. would not pass the psych eval for that. 100% no. Would not go...
I think...
Yeah.
We're lucky they still let you fly on normal planes.
I might be on a watch list somewhere. We're not sure.
Barely. I went to go to sleep one time. She's like, you can't go to sleep. You can't go to sleep. Okay. It's going to be okay.
Was this on the flight? I can't remember. I'm a
it was one of the
now.
First times.
I'm
You're
better
way
now.
Better now.
I don't sleep on planes, though. And I like to. Like,
That's all
I'm
I
really
do.
Tired.
You're
no,
not supposed
I'm
to sleep
afraid.
During landing or takeoff. You have to be vigilant because you have less than 5 minutes, well, like 2 minutes to get out safely. So you should be vigilant.
Well, the way planes are now, you guys.
I don't know. I don't know what's going
no.
on.
My kid was flying last week, and I the whole time just watching the flight tracker, you know, watching wind currents.
That's psychotic.
I took
not
psychotic.
Psychotic.
I took three flights last week.
He's
it was
adult,
fun.
You know, but I still
to be
watch.
Fair, my mom used to split us up on flights. Like, all the kids would be on different flights so that if at least one of us would survive, you could lose a couple planes and we'd still be around.
She's like, which one is most likely to go on and which ones are my favorite kids?
Yeah, she's putting the bad ones together.
Yeah.
She's like, all right, you guys fly
you guys
these Delta Boeing flights.
Yeah.
Up when
none of us on the Airbus.
Yeah.
When we say we don't have favorites, who is flying?
Who was on the Airbus?
Oh, but what they said was what, like, they're like the memes that are going around, like, I don't care what you say about Spirit. They never crash. And there was a meme where they're like, Spirit, don't take off. And he's like, I'm still going.
They're going to Vegas. And he's like, you can't take off. You can't take off. There's a tornado or something. And he goes, you can't ground me. I'm already in the air.
They're like, Spirit 987, where are you going? He says, Orlando.
I think it's Vegas. He's like, we're off to Vegas. Yeah. So
we're doing it.
Well, when I saw
it, really
it
are related.
So funny.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, flying right now is an interesting thing. Not my favorite.
It is. It seems like they sure are hearing a lot.
We are. We are. And we were talking about going to Hawaii next year for our 50th year convention. And we're just like, gosh, the travel to get there is intense.
So
obviously, you
it.
Guys are going there later this year for Houston's wedding.
Right.
But, you know, as much as I don't love air traffic, but have I said my plane before? We've got close.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I'm okay, right?
I don't know. We took a bunch of pills and we were like,
"No, I'm just and kidding." Raged out, yeah.
I'm just kidding. She took a couple shots of whiskey and put some in her mouth. And I don't know what happened.
You did the first one. You took like too many pills and you were like a zombie.
Okay, this is before I got Xanax prescribed for me for flying. I took Dramamine and it was on a 20-minute flight because, like, from Flint to Chicago, it's legitimately like it's like a 20-minute flight. And the Dramamine, I didn't know, really is in you for a while. And we went right from the airport to a trade show, which is like walking from booth to booth to booth. And I swear, like, my knuckles were dragging on the ground. I'm just following Lori around, like, drooling on the side of my mouth, catatonic, ready to go to bed. Like, that wasn't fun. And you're like, you could never do that again.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, that's why I had to take it at work one day because I had vertigo. I'm sitting in a chair in Britton's office just like giggling and stuff. She's like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, oh, I took Dramamine.
I took the ginger one. Sleeping. The ginger one is good. It's natural and good. But they've got this new product, which I'm tempted to try it for Scotland. It's called Jet Lag.
Okay.
And it's a program that tells you, like, drink this at this time. Like, it does your whole flight. It's like sleep from this time, put these sleep things on so you simulate darkness.
Really?
Take this medicine. And they swear that when you get there, you're not jet lagged.
Really?
And I'm like, I want to hit the ground running in Scotland. And it's quite long flight. So I'm like, I don't know. It might be worth $100.
I would try it. Well, and I had gotten those earplugs that are meant, especially for flying, right? Mm-hmm. And then it's like, okay, now you're safe to do it. Now you're not. I want you to do that when you fly next so you don't get vertigo again, because the vertigo is all about
the
your ears.
The Afrin helps a ton.
I got Dramamine and Jack Daniels. It'll be all right.
You guys, we're just making ourselves sound like a bunch of alcoholic pill poppers.
That's the only thing that helped last time.
It is true. Yeah. She started drinking, you're like, it's all good.
Well, when we landed in Key West, that vertigo hit me bad. Man. Yeah. That wasn't fun.
On the side of the bed, weren't you trying to?
And then to have to drive like an hour and a half.
3 hours. We drove 3 hours from Miami to Key West.
I don't know how I didn't just get real sick.
You sat in the front and played your music. So I was just like, okay, maybe he's going to get by. I don't know. I was just like, I'm not sure how he's going to do it. Oh, we sat to and got a drink on the way down too, so that kind of helped.
Yeah, there we go. I don't know, we figured it out that day.
We figured
though.
It out, yeah.
I still miss that deep fried key lime pie.
What about those chicken wings?
That was so good. Those chicken wings were so good. Yeah. How about that stupid food tour we did? We're like, the guy fed us like so little food.
Yeah,
he'd be like, here's an order of five chicken wings, you guys each get one.
He gave us a bagel to share amongst five of us, and we're
and a coffee to share.
Yeah, like we're
and
a coffee company.
And he ate and drank too.
Yes,
yeah. I did get half our money back or something because that
I've
was
never
ridiculous.
Left a food tour hungry.
Yeah,
before.
We had to go eat, but those chicken wings were great,
it
so we went
so
got those chicken wings.
Yeah. Well, and you guys didn't eat an entire thing. You guys didn't eat the tuna nachos.
I tried some. But it was raw tuna.
I ate the nacho
was so
part,
good.
But not the tuna part.
It was so good.
You ate so much raw tuna.
I
on
ate
that
all.
Trip.
I was full. I ate it all. I ate a ton of raw
you
tuna.
Did.
It was my favorite food. It's so
that
good.
Was fun. What a funny trip, though, that we'd start out with Patty and I for 40th birthday. We were going to go. And then Logan's in our office going, can I go?
No, I didn't say anything.
I actually think I said it because it was on your
birthday. You were
booking
flights.
It was on your birthday. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's your birthday. You should come. And you're like, okay.
And I'm like, well, I guess if we can all stay one room, whatever. Yeah. And it's like, you're like brother and sister. So, and then Branson found out and he's like,
two weeks
why am I not going? And I'm like, oh my gosh, you can come.
Yeah, it was a really fun trip.
It was.
We were talking about it today because we were talking about how he took care of us and brought us
in the pool.
She said she can't drink, and I was like, no, you're good as long as I'm controlling the alcohol intake. We
Logan
can drink
was
all
awesome.
Day.
Yeah. Except for when you wanted to go play cars with a little boy, and we're like, no, Patty, you cannot go over there.
It was this army men on the side of the pool.
I forget that an adult playing.
And what about the iguanas? The
bearded,
like, huge iguanas.
Well, Branson was feeding them secretly and got them all to come over.
Yeah, that's remember the lady came and yelled at
them. I didn't know he was feeding them.
Yeah. That's why they were over there.
And what's scary is, remember we found out we wanted to go in the hot tub, but they lived in the tree above the hot tub, and they would just, like, jump down from the tree.
They were big. Like, there was a daddy one that was huge. Giant. They look like alligator size.
Yeah, and every time they came near, I was just like, not today.
France was saving everybody because all the women were afraid.
Well, it
out.
Was his fault.
Yeah.
I heard though that who just told me this, that Buffett loves iguanas or something, so that he puts them in his hotel.
Oh, really?
And by his pools or something.
Yeah, because we were at Margaritaville was where we stayed. But maybe. I don't know. But I have heard, because I know we're talking about for our 50th anniversary, Puerto Rico or Jamaica. Puerto Rico, I think they have just, like, straight iguanas everywhere. Like, everywhere.
I've never seen a bunch of them.
Okay. We should go on an iguana hunting trip.
We should not. Rico. Oh, but you've got to find all colors, the bearded ones.
No. I mean, you take them out.
Oh.
Is that allowed? Or is that protected?
In Florida, you don't need a license or anything. You just go wherever.
I was thinking, like, boa constrictors, right?
No, iguanas.
Oh, I was thinking a scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
Oh, sound good.
Did you get some, Belle? Did you have some?
That's how we were drinking today, one of them.
Yeah. I thought we were insane.
So good. We are not.
We're going to try them next week, but we're not going to talk about the flavors yet. Oh, just because some of the boxes are still going.
It's like, I think Deborah said hers is coming today.
Yeah, so we don't want to give away any surprises. Yet.
But yeah. No, we had so much fun in Key West.
We did. We went to what, drag queen show? No, it wasn't Bingo.
Oh, no,
it was
not Bingo.
Show.
Yeah, well, it was Logan's 30th, right? I think it was your 30th.
How old are you right now?
Oh,
32? 32. I think it was legit 30 and you're 40.
Yeah.
So so it was worked out good. Yeah. And of course, I was 50 again. Just stalled it.
Well, and we all like history a lot, so we did a lot of history stuff.
Oh, that was the little White House and the pirate shipwreck museum.
Yeah.
I had no idea all those coins that they did and how
shipwrecking was a business.
For sure,
right?
That's how they but how deadly or dangerous it was, because they just put on those big stupid metal things and just, like, dove down.
Can you imagine?
Like, I mean, and then sold them their shipwreck back for, like, three times.
Who was it on the island who made a lot of money that way? Somebody famous. It wasn't Hemingway, it was somebody else who made, like, his fortune on that. It was the guy who owned Hemingway's house before he owned it.
Oh,
do you remember who it was?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it was
I
crazy.
Missed that part.
Okay, and so Patty didn't hear the flavors that either. So we'll keep it a secret.
Yeah.
But you'll start seeing it on our social very, very soon. As people start posting about it.
I hope everybody loves it. It's a cute box.
Yeah, for sure.
I love it.
And we haven't announced next month's flavors yet, or theme yet.
What date is it?
April. I know.
Is going so quick. I can't even.
I know. It's kind of just insane, actually.
No, Fisher? Oh, that's who it was. That's who the guy was Hemingway who owned the house. He made a lot of money. I don't know. That's what Deborah said. I think she's a Google.
Hey, we need a Googler. We
love it. We love fact checking.
Yeah, we need it.
Oh, because I wrote on the last, when we talked to the fluffy white dog, I was trying to remember with Shaggy D.A., which you guys are probably too young for, but Shaggy D.A. was such, it was like a dog detective. I don't know, and he was this big, huge, fluffy, fluffy dog.
No idea.
I guess I don't know who the Shaggy D.A. is.
No.
That's so sad.
I know, we're going to have to Google that. I do not, I've never heard of that dog. Last year, I can do.
A lot of
right?
things
you
before my time I found out are not worth Googling.
Yeah, Land of the Lost, which I love. I went and looked at it, and I'm like, oh, this is so silly.
I love the thing.
Land of the Lost.
You need that bit of nostalgia to make it good. Otherwise, it's like, what
well, like,
doing?
I even, like, as an adult, try to go back to, like, see shows that I missed during my time period,
I'm glad someone knows Shaggy D.A.
Oh, nice. And, like, they're almost, like, hard to watch. Like, I never watched, like, 90210, right? Beverly Hills 90210, because I wasn't allowed to watch a lot of the shows. Mm-hmm. So I tried to, like, go back and watch it, and I was just like, I'm bored. I can't get on with this. Like,
we tried to do that with the old Star Wars. Yeah. And it was just, like, I think we all fell asleep.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Wars. Okay. Yeah.
Well, isn't
and I like
crazy?
Star Wars. Like, I thought it was the coolest thing when I was
so,
a kid.
Now our attention spans are so different. Like, if stuff isn't happening all the time, like, you can't even.
Yeah.
That's why I know a lot of parents are like not letting their kids watch new shows.
Yeah.
And they're watching shows from the 80s.
Really?
Because like they're so much more calm and like you have to pay attention.
I didn't know that.
That like it affects their mind differently.
Because how many times are you watching a show and you're scrolling on your phone at the same time and then you look up and say, I have no idea what just happened. I need to pay attention to the freaking show.
Like nothing is that important. You're not actually
paying
attention.
Well, they're probably a lot more nostalgic and the messaging, like family and, you know. Some of the older shows.
Well, it's just
too,
like the colors
think.
And vibrancy and noises, everything's so different.
Well, I watched a thing that said too, like to make a video that people watch, you're supposed to like change your camera angle constantly. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's kind of insane. But you're right, you are more engaged. But not.
It drives me, I don't know, it makes me a little, makes me feel a little sick.
But then I'm going to say, I probably also have an issue with attention. But also, I was trying to read a 19 page contract. And I just cut, I'd read a paragraph and then like, okay, I can't do this anymore. It took me 2 weeks.
Yeah, people's attention spans are horrible nowadays.
Well, I find personally for myself, and I'm like a different generation than you guys too, but it's like if I've got a minute in a line or whatever, I'm like on my phone looking at something there. And if you realize it when you don't have your phone and you're like, what am I going to do?
I'm bored.
Like, what am I going to do? Sit here and think?
Yeah. Well, so like coming in here, I'm like, okay, you need to plug your phone because we're going to a food show after this. Mm-hmm. Make sure your phone's fully charged.
Whoa, who's going to a food show?
Well, where
what's
you
a food show?
Do you want to come?
What's this about? What is this food show?
You literally just go sample food.
So it's a Gordon's food show, and every booth has got different food at it, and you go around to each booth and you sample food. So like,
oh, I
should have
eaten breakfast today.
There'll be a bakery vendor. There'll be chicken
wings.
Where is this at? We're going down to Novi
to the expo center.
Yeah. You want to come?
No, I'm on a diet. I don't need
I mean,
eat like
I too am on a diet, but like when it's working calories, it doesn't count. And we walk a lot. It is a lot of walking.
Yeah, we're burning the calories as we eat them.
The cake boss is there today,
well,
by the way.
When we share.
Yeah,
food.
We do.
Yeah. So just a little bite-sized
And
foods.
Sometimes you look at something and you know it's not worth your calories. You're like, no, thank you.
How was that mac and cheese yesterday?
The one I made?
Talking about it. Oh, you made it.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like.
Yeah, I made it. Yeah, because it
just seems so heavy.
It was heavy, and I couldn't eat the whole serving because the sauce has got cottage cheese in it, and that's where you get extra protein in it. Mm-hmm. It's good. You blend it up, and it was buffalo mac and cheese. So the pasta was protein pasta, and then the sauce had cheese and cottage cheese in it, but you blend it up so it was smooth cheese, but it was, like, really thick. And then you add chicken to it.
I saw that dish, and I'm like, if you put that in your stomach, it's just going to be like,
yeah, it was.
Yeah, that is not a lunchtime.
But the whole point of it is trying to get more protein in so you're full and you're not snacking.
Without eating meat.
But no, there was meat in it. I had chicken.
Oh,
just
meat.
All you need is you go buy 1 pound of ground beef and you cook it and you take a spoon and you eat it.
That sounds disgusting.
That's enough protein. Just eat ground beef.
That's disgusting.
Well, put breadcrumbs in it, call meatloaf. That's better.
Just grab some tortillas and hot sauce and throw, that's good enough.
No,
you get plenty of protein.
No, sir.
I know everything when my nutrition person was like, get more protein. And then everything she said, I'm like, I don't like that. I would rather not eat than eat the things that you suggest.
Oh, it's so hard too, because my Facebook feed, now that I'm like really trying to get healthy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is, and I have a nutritionist that my insurance company gave me because they said I've gotten too fat. So they're like, here's a nutritionist on a scale, weigh yourself daily. But my whole Facebook feed is full with, do this. And I'm just like, I'm doing
it's
it.
It's overwhelming. I tell you, going through menopause and stuff, it's just
awful.
Like, do this, don't do this, do this. Awful. Oh, no, that's bad for you. And it's like, even my doctors I have 3 different doctors that all of them say something different.
Right, right.
I have no idea.
Then
I'm
they're like,
so confused.
Yeah, they're like, you're supposed to get 3 liters of water a day, okay? If I drink 3 liters a day, I can't sleep at night because I'm up all night going to the bathroom. But the whole important thing is that you have to get 8 hours of sleep. You got to get 8 hours of sleep. If you don't get 8 hours of sleep, then you're not going to lose weight either. So I don't know how the heck it
goes. But the biggest thing is if you don't reduce stress.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay.
What?
I don't know how to do that.
I love when they're like, you should meditate and you should reduce your stress. I'm like, how do you do that exactly? Tell me more about reducing my stress. Did I win the lottery?
I mean, that's reduces your stress for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
then you go and you've got five projects you need to be working on. Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah. And even if you were, you know, mega rich, you probably are figuring out how to balance your money to not lose your money. I don't know.
No, they pay for it.
I don't know.
Not spending all your money.
Well, because I mean, I do think about that sometimes, like celebrities and stuff. It's like their business is to look good.
Yeah.
So, but what horrible pressure that is. Like, yeah, you get a bad camera angle and then people just blast
and
you
gain
everywhere.
A little bit of weight or you age, which God forbid we age, you know.
I have a solution. Just be a guy, then you won't care about any of this.
That's true. Being a guy is way easier. Although when we're talking Will, it's not that easy. Like, guys still are. Yeah. Like, there was, to your kind of points that you've made before, it's like there was this, like, decent-looking girl, and she's just like, I just think 95% of guys are unattractive. I just don't find any of them attractive. And they're just all like, seriously, you're not, like, a top model.
Yeah.
Like, it is, it's kind of skewed how decently attractive people think that they are.
Yeah.
6 feet tall, 6 figures.
Yeah,
it's just crazy.
Looking for a guy in 6'3" finance.
How just warped that? That's the only thing you're gonna look at is physical looks.
Well, and I feel like social media has done that to us too, right? Like,
what?
You know,
yeah, probably so you'll look good in an Instagram post together or something.
Yeah, we see these girls who like get to stay at home because their husband makes, you know, 6 figures and they're gorgeous and they get to just do crafts all day. It's like, yeah, that's not reality.
Yeah,
not reality.
I don't know.
The kids have a nanny, so I go to the gym. You know, I'm like, congrats. I haven't slept in 3 days.
Well, and I think that's wonderful that people are able to, you know, by investing, doing whatever, that they're able to have those lifestyles. But
90%
you can't
of us don't
be
have that.
You can't be deluded enough to think that that's a normal person's lifestyle, I guess.
Yeah. Like, if we both wanted to not work, right? Like, that would be really hard income-wise, you know?
So you probably wouldn't have two cars.
Yeah.
I mean, you want...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to move out in the middle of the woods in a cabin. I think that's the proper solution.
Did that one guy who was Amish, he was looking for a wife or something,
dogs.
He ran around barefoot and... was always like wild Amish man, and he was like was barefoot and stuff, and he's like, oh, I need a wife, and I don't know
who's gonna live in the woods with you, buddy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Logan's fine with his dogs living in the woods with him, so
I'm chilling. I'm good.
Really is such a good boy though too.
Oh, sleep.
I know, right?
Yeah
What is sleep? And that's the fun thing too, my health coach sent me like 30 articles on sleep, and it was all...
You guys, I did though. I got a hatch, like a sleep thing, like 2 years ago. I asked for
it. What is that again?
It's like it helps you wake up. So it's a more natural way to go to sleep and wake up. And
does it like have light?
And Sedona helped me set it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this morning I was like, all of a sudden I'm like, oh, the sun's up. Like in my mind, I'm like, the sun's up. It's morning time. And I look over, my little thing is yellow, but it did simulate to me because I was in a dark room, went to this, that it was morning, and I felt instantly awake. And then I looked at my clock and it was 7 a.m. It's time I had to get up.
Yeah.
But then Sedona had programmed it for the obnoxious personal trainer mode. So he's like, get up, you lazy bones. I already run 5 miles and had a chia shake, and you just need to roll over.
Nobody needs to start their day on that kind
of
negativity.
It was hilarious. I just laughed so hard. There's some funny ones, but then there's some gentle music and stuff. But there might be something to it because that yellow light, I was like, it was like, oh, I feel like it's morning.
Well, do you remember when we were in Mirabelle? That was one of the things they said that we were supposed to do to hack our metabolism. In the morning, you're supposed to go outside with the sunshine and put your feet in the ground. So you can ground yourself with nature and rise with the sun, which I have not done one day in my life.
Honestly, if you do get up and go right outside and like go on like a short walk, even it does wake you up really well. Like when we go, when I go camping or hiking or anything, like walking in the morning, you can walk for like 4 hours straight and it just feels good the whole time you're doing it.
When I was younger, sometimes I would go watch the sun. Like I'd set my alarm and I'd go watch the sunrise over the lake in high school.
Nice.
And it did. It was like, it was very restful and beautiful.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think there is something like if you're not in nature, Yeah, that it really does.
Yeah.
I can see where it could help you. I don't know that I'm gonna do it, but
it's hard to wake up that early. I'm already up at 6 in the morning.
I did yoga for a while in the morning, just 10 minutes of just stretching yoga, and that was really nice. A nice way to start my day.
It took me 3 yells to wake my son up this morning, so I was not in the sunshine this morning. I'm like, Wayne, wake up.
Yeah.
It's not part of my routine today.
I just figure if my daughter's late for school, she's late. I'm not late.
Yeah.
I'm an adult. I've got a 10-minute cushion before I can get to work on time. So,
what drives me crazy about my son is when I'm driving him to school in the morning or when I get home, he is telling me math problems. Like yesterday, he was trying to explain, and he tried to explain it to me, and I keep calling him, son, that ship has sailed for mama. We are not doing the math. And he's like, mom, it's really easy. These, you know, variables, and you just, you know, and it's like, stop, please stop, please stop. I texted my husband yesterday. He was working late. I said, can you please come home? He won't stop mapping to me. I can't do this anymore.
So at this point, he's just doing it to annoy you.
Just give him Branson's phone number so he can text Branson all day.
He knows how to get your, how to annoy you.
How does someone whose math skills are this get a son with math skills like this? I don't get it. I'm just please stop.
I remember doing those equations. I'm like, doing the equations. And I was like, okay, you just do this, this, and this, and that's how you get X or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so you get it? And you're like, no. I have no idea.
And the thing is as soon as we start mapping, my brain is done. We're not mapping.
Well, they teach math in a weird way that makes zero sense now too.
I was probably in the old school way where they did teach it properly, but I still don't want to math. I don't want to math with anybody ever again. I would rather just, Lori, could you just do the algebra on this, please?
Yeah. Well, now you just ask ChatGPT whenever.
Absolutely.
And take a picture and be like, hey, do this for me.
Yeah. I'm going back to our AI conversation with robots. No.
Oh, it is crazy. I love it, though. It's so easy.
Mm-hmm. It's super helpful. I use AI every single day.
Well, and we sent our thing to a lawyer because we had to write this policy. And I'm like, okay, write an HR policy. And I put everything in that we wanted in the policy. And it wrote a beautiful policy.
Yeah.
And we sent it to the lawyer. And he just added like 2 legalese stuff.
Yeah.
So it did like 90% of it.
Every time I have to read a contract, I think about these poor dear lawyers who have to read contract law and just their attention span. Like as I was reading that contract yesterday and just going.
And one word can make the difference.
Yes.
One word can save you or cost you.
And I had to go back and read something and I highlighted a couple things for you to look at. But it's just like, oh my gosh, kill me now.
Well, one of my friends who is such a smart businessman, he wrote a contract. And then he gave it to his lawyer and said, try to sue me.
And?
He made some changes.
Okay.
But I'm like, well, that's smart.
Yeah.
Hire a lawyer for the opposite side, not your side.
Absolutely. I don't think that there's very few contracts that we've ever signed outright. We usually always have our register vendor. He finally said to me, he says, I have done all I can. I will do no more. And I'm like, all right, I guess that's fine.
I know. Took me forever to write a lease. And they're like, no, I mean, it's fine. We've already agreed. We'd never do that. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, I mean, you could go away and the new person's going to follow the contract. It's all we have is this contract.
Yeah.
So I get, we can have as many, but every contract is like, there's no verbal thing added.
Verbal
to this.
Doesn't mean anything in the contract.
The contract has to be the contract.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, a verbal contract is still a contract.
No, yeah, most contracts say there's nothing, there's no additional. This is the contract.
Yeah.
There's been no verbal whatever.
Yeah. You might have an email that says that they said, you know, ABC, but, you know.
Yeah, but still, when you sign a contract, if it postdates that conversation, then.
Well, we did have a lot of conversations with different vendors where they said ABC, but when the contract comes out, it says something different. And you said, hey, what about ABC? They're like, oh, well, you know.
Oh, we're going to, of course, that's just the way we do business.
It's implied.
No.
Put it in the contract or it's not.
For sure.
And sign it in your blood and offer your firstborn child, please. And I will believe you. Your eyes got real scary. Hey, you're not her firstborn child. Don't worry. You're okay.
No, I need her because I don't want to do her job.
No kidding. No kidding.
We do need Britain.
Oh, poor Britain today. I hope they get it. So it's so frustrating. She keeps adding stuff to Amazon and then like 15 minutes later, they just delete it again. So it's just this crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah, see if there's any products down here.
I saw this morning there were
and
some
don't order on. Off Amazon. Order directly from our website.
Yeah.
It's better.
Well, and if you do fulfilled by Amazon, like obviously that's put up in their warehouse, but if we fulfill it, I think it's like an $11 or $12 shipping charge.
Oh yeah, there's gift sets back, huh?
Oh, okay. Gift sets are back? Because this morning I only saw coffee and
only
not gift
two
sets.
12 ounce. So.
Yeah, there were two gift sets and like three coffees. Up
this morning I saw 48 count Michigan cherry out.
Are those really out?
There's
though?
A couple more.
Or when you add it to the cart, it's just currently
not available. No, those are actually.
Okay. Crazy. Poor her.
They keep pulling
I mean, it takes a lot for her to. And yeah. I get. I remember being on the phone with
the
Spirit
stuff.
For like 2 hours. Like 2 hours. Repeating myself and trying to, and I think at the end of 2 hours, I just burst into tears. I was just so frustrated, feeling like I'm on this merry-go-round of whatever.
Well, when you feel like you're not being heard from anybody, right? Like I'm saying it and you're not hearing what I'm saying.
Well, there's no solution. Everybody's saying there's no solution. It's like,
there's always a solution for everything. You just can't make the choice to help me.
Or if you don't have the permission to give, you know,
and they go, we don't know. We don't know. It's like, well,
can you figure out who does know?
But when you're dealing, and that's what, I mean, the power of the small business, it's like, I feel like there's so many people getting bought up. Like, that scares me. If we only had, say, even only 50 businesses in the world,
Bye, Bill.
Only 50 businesses in the world, I mean, the power those businesses would have over us, and over the political.
Yeah,
it's crazy because like she has an issue with Amazon. No one can figure it out. No one has answers. If you called a small business with a problem, they could walk to an office 2 feet away and be like, hey, can you figure this out? And be like, oh, yeah, it's this. And then be done.
When Amazon's like, I've got millions of you. Businesses.
And also empowering
your
employees to make good decisions, right? So then we don't have to elevate it. This is the policy. We follow the policy. You know, this is what it is. You know,
that
makes me nervous about just everything being bought up and then being bought up by private equity, because it was an interesting theory that private equity has bought so many, like Joann's and all these ones that are going out of business now, and that there is some collective effort.
It's getting rid of competition.
These big chains, so they buy them at adjustable rates.
Really?
Interest rates, and these businesses are profitable, but they're still closing them.
Yeah.
And why is that happening?
Right, a lot of brick and mortars are closing, and they're going to be online only. I just heard of another one yesterday, of another one that was like closing.
There's Forever 21.
Forever 21, that was the one. And then Joann's, and then there's like Party City closed. Pier 1 closed, but a couple of years ago, and I think they're online only now. It is just really interesting.
It's interesting. Yeah. She just had some theories. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But it was like, oh, that's,
the end of the
if they're
mortar.
Still, I mean, you'd think they're not profitable to be closing.
Yeah.
Why would we be closing profitable?
Yeah. And I went to.
Because they need growth. They need 10% growth. If they're growing at 3%, it's not profitable at that point.
I went to Joann's as they started their closeout pricing, and it was like, and then I also went to Hobby Lobby and Michael's the same day. And I was like, no, actually, your prices on sale are more than the others.
And I think some of that pricing strategy is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, it just gets out of control.
Yeah, it wasn't anything. We ended up spending tons of money at the other stores instead because they had what she wanted. So but we need to get to a food show. So
we are going to go. I hope everybody has a great week and gets your boxes and enjoys them.
Yeah.
And we'll be tasting them next week.
Absolutely.
So
fingers crossed that Britain can fix Amazon.
So everybody have a wonderful day.
Yep. Take care. Bye-bye.
That's like your job. Not.